USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he's completed the first stage of a new trade agreement with Japan. The president speaking alongside Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe.
The deal we're announcing today will reduce our chronic trade deficit built up and taken effect over many, many years of dealing with other governments and other administrations.
The president claims Japan has agreed to open markets to roughly $7 billion in American agriculture and also agreed to lower sanctions on items like beef, pork, wine, and cheese. Senator Lindsey Graham on Wednesday accused House Democrats of launching an impeachment inquiry against President Trump over a nothing burger. The South Carolina Republican also says,
"Now we open the whistleblower. Who told you about the phone call if you were not on it yourself? Who is it in the system that went to this person? Why did they pick this person?"
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The murder trial of a former Dallas police officer continues on Wednesday. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A white Dallas police officer who said she thought she was in her apartment when she fatally shot her black neighbor in his apartment last year had no drugs or alcohol in her system at the time, according to a police detective who testified yesterday on day two of Amber Geiger's murder trial. Prosecutors say Geiger should have noticed she was on the wrong floor, and they say she was distracted by a phone and text conversation. Her defense lawyers have argued she fired in self-defense, thinking that she was in her home and that Botham Jean was a burglar.
A second parent involved in the college admissions fraud scandal will serve prison time. California business executive Devin Sloan was sentenced in federal court in Boston on Tuesday to 4 months in prison and 500 hours of community service. Sloan was trying to get his son into USC as a water polo recruit. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, the radio listener special is still going on at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one MyPillow premium pillows. Savings on Giza Dreams bed sheets, mattress toppers, go anywhere MyPillows. And, of course, body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need that. If you've got a dog you love, they have great dog beds. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell calls Democrats obsessed with impeaching President Trump the day after the Democrats announce a formal impeachment inquiry.
Clearly, this has been an ongoing project for House Democrats since practically the moment that Secretary Clinton lost the election.
The Kentucky Republican also says border security needs to be addressed.
Now, still unwilling to work with the president and Republicans on a long-term bipartisan solution for border security, Senate Democrats are making us repeat the same show vote again. So I would urge all colleagues to once again vote for border security and vote against Democrats' resolution when it comes up later today. Now, I understand that Democratic leadership would like to invent a false choice between border security and other important military construction projects. They want to tell the American people that we can either have border security or these other important projects. But for some reason, we can't have both.
Multiple agencies are trying to discover why vaping is causing lung problems, and now more people have died from it. USA Radio Network's Wendy King with an update.
There are now 9 deaths from lung illnesses that health officials believe are linked to the use of e-cigarettes. The CDC's Dr. Ann Schuchat says the agency is working to pinpoint the cause of the illnesses.
Most of the cases with inflammation so far have reported use of either THC or THC and nicotine.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.